didn't vote was that there was a poll tax that you had to pay. And, hey, what am I going to do? Let my children go without shoes or something that they need? This money is so hard to get to, I mean so hard to have and all. Am I going to not pay my poll tax and support my family with the money that I have coming in? You see, back there during that time, money was hard. Now, let me see. 1941 is when I enlisted in the United States Army. The year just before that, I had attended this Fargo Agricultural School and was promoted from the 9th to the 10th grade. And I went, I went and
Mr. Chisholm, now after you, oh, I guess I should ask when you were born.
February the 14th, 1923. Valentine's Day, if you please, as you just heard.
Okay. And Mr. Chisholm, what year did you first attend? What was the first year you attended here at the school?
The first year I attended here at the Fargo Agricultural School was 1937. The latter part of 1937 is when I started at Fargo Agricultural School. And I attended here until 1941, and that's when I, in the year of 1941, I failed to return and went and got permission from a parent and volunteered for the United States Army.
Mr. Chisholm, when you came here, did you work your way through?
Well, yes, the way it was, I worked part of it and my parents paid part of it. Part of it, at that time, I had to pay, my parents paid $7 a month. And the other $7, it was $14 a month. And the other $7, that half a day that I worked paid for that.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chisholm, what are your fondest memories of going to school here in Fargo? Your best memories?
The fondest memories I had of Fargo is when I actually graduated from the 12th grade here at Fargo Agricultural School. Mm-hmm. Yes?
How are you, sir?
How are you?
Magnificent. How are you?
Oh, doing all right.
Look
how
like...
All right, good.
Freeman, Alec Freeman.
All right.
Mr. Chisholm, when we started, you began telling me about an experience you had in the Army.
Yeah.
About wanting to make people in the Army know that there were other black generals other than General Benjamin Davis.
Yeah.
Now, what was the outcome of that story? What happened?
What was the outcome of that story? I tell you, General Patton, blood and guts, is a fellow that I love the graveyard dirt he sleeps in the day. He told them, of course, they didn't tell me, but my company commander told me, he was kind of on my side about it too, that Patton said that he just wished Blackjack wasn't retired and was still in the Army. See, he would show them all something. You see, Blackjack was the general that commanded the Buffalo Soldiers. They called him something, I don't know. They had a nickname, they called him Black Jack, because he always liked to command black soldiers. That's where he got the name Black Jack from. And he said that if all of the whites was, no, he said that if the blacks were educated as well as the whites were, that he would always rather have blacks fighting for him than whites. He said, now, said, look like they really had the instinct for fighting. And he had something to do with the Buffalo Soldiers many years ago and all of that out in the Northwest.
So you didn't end up getting...
No, didn't end up, after he kind of talked them all out of it and told them what he knew about it and all, and said the words that he did say on my behalf, they just dropped it all.
And what outfit were you with, Mr. Chisholm?
Well, I was in the, what they call the Infantry School Service Battalion, Fort Benning, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And General Patton kind of interceded.
Yeah, he was over the 2nd second Armored Division out at, what was that, Sand Hill, Fort Benning, Georgia. Mm-hmm.
And so you were involved in kind of that early armor.
Yeah, that's right. Matter of fact, he tried to go through the channels and to get me to be his aide. Yeah, I don't know why, but he did try to go through all the red tape and get this colored fellow as his as an aide. Now, I don't know why he wanted me to be his aide and all of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.